Audio Media presents The Patron Saint of Suicides, created by Alex Dolan. Victor Blossom hadn't got much sleep last night. He almost called in sick today. As he entered the lobby of the Oakland Police Department, he kept his head down and tried not to make eye contact with anyone. As such, he didn't see the woman waiting for him. He only looked up when she blocked his path to the elevators.
We need to talk.
Blossom didn't have the energy to ask why.
All right. Let's go upstairs.
They walked past the cubicles on their way to Blossom's office. Zoe Gibson had already arrived. When she saw Haven Otomo, Gibson shot Blossom a look that demanded explanation. He'd have to figure that out later.
This is your office?
Underwhelmed?
I was just expecting something else. Something with windows.
You should have seen the office I had when I ran that hedge fund.
You ran a hedge fund?
You're not firing on all cylinders today, are you?
I haven't been sleeping.
You and me both. What did you want to talk about, Haven? Please, sit.
Haven rotated in her chair. She looked at a framed certificate on the wall, with Japanese lettering and a red wax seal that had hardened mid-drip.
You're a black belt?
That was here when I moved in.
Blossom reached into a drawer and shook a bottle of ibuprofen.
You need some?
No, thank you.
Well, I do.
Blossom poured out three capsules and swallowed them with some water.
Are you hungover?
Nope. Just dehydrated and old. Would you mind getting to the point?
Haven pulled out her phone. At a glance, Blossom could tell it wasn't a burner, but he couldn't understand why she was showing it to him.
I'm not here to help you with your phone problems.
I need to play you something.
She placed the phone on the desk between them. Blossom sat and leaned on his elbows.
I went to that site again.
Sam's Market. You shouldn't have done that.
How's Ben?
Not great.
Is he out of the hospital?
He's home.
Has he told you anything about that site?
He's recovering from surgery. He's exhausted and loopy on painkillers, so he hasn't said much.
Blossom noticed her hands were shaking. He almost reached out to comfort her, but felt like Haven wouldn't want to be touched.
What did you find?
Haven tapped her phone screen.
I recorded this from my computer. Just listen.
Thank you for choosing Sam's Market. First payment is expected within 24 hours. Subsequent payments will be received each day until you are fully paid.
Who is that?
That's Walking Sam. Haven't you been on the site?
I've seen it, but I haven't heard it. That's an AI chatbot.
That's the thing. I don't think this is a bot at all. I think there's a real person behind this.
Why is it thanking you for choosing Sam's Market? Did you order something?
I made something up just so I had something to talk about.
You ordered something? Are you insane?
You're missing the point. It's a real person manning the site.
He's asking you for payment. Have you paid him anything?
That's why I'm here.
You need to figure out how to open a Bitcoin account.
That's not how I'm supposed to pay him. I pay him in days. He calculates a certain amount of days, and every day I have to complete some kind of challenge.
Sam's challenge.
That's what it looks like.
How many days did you get?
29.
I hope you asked for something good. Well, what's the challenge?
For day one, he sent this video.
Haven tapped her phone screen and called up the video.
Okay, so we're watching a man. Is that Walking Sam?
I don't think so. I think it's just some guy.
What's he got? Is that what I think it is?
Yes. It's a light bulb.
What's he doing?
He's doing exactly what you think he's doing. He's eating it.
No, that's not real.
I think it's real. I found other videos on YouTube. Somewhere out there, people have figured out how to eat light bulbs. It's like those guys in the circus who can drive a nail up their noses with a hammer.
All right. I get it.
Haven stopped the video and placed her phone face down. Blossom was lost in thought for a moment, thinking of his son at home.
Do you think it's the same challenge for everyone?
I don't know.
Blossom scratched at his stubble.
So we know how it's connected. This is very helpful. Thank you for showing me this. I'll bring it to the team.
That's it?
Send me the video and whatever else he sent you. The team will look into it. I'll tell you you volunteered to help out.
How long would that take?
I don't know. Why are you so worried?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You just go on with your life.
He's sending me emails.
You gave him your email?
I don't think so. No.
Just block the sender.
It's not that simple. I think he might know who I am.
How did that happen?
He might have accessed my camera, too.
Wow. Way to go. See, this is why we discourage people from doing their own detective work. Wait, so you're not here to help. You came here so I could bail you out.
I think if we keep going, this could be an opportunity to catch him.
So, what? You're saying you want to eat a light bulb?
I'm saying I don't know if I have a choice.
Wesley finds me at my computer. I turn off the monitor before he can see Sam's Market on my machine.
I got the thing.
He gives me a pink pastry box, something that would usually hold a birthday cake.
It's in here?
My friend's a pastry chef. After he left the film industry, he had to make money somehow.
I called in a pretty big favor from Wesley. One of the 20 artists that worked on the installation used to design special effects for Hollywood. You know those breakaway bottles that stuntmen smash over each other's head in bar fights? He made those. When he left the film industry, he opened a bakery in Oakland. Wesley told me about what he could do. How we could do tricks with sugar. How, if you heated it and spun it in the right way, you could make something that looked like glass. When I open the pink pastry box, I find a remarkable facsimile of a light bulb.
Whoa.
Pretty realistic, isn't it?
Honestly, I wasn't sure if this would work. I've seen enough baking show fails to know that a light bulb made out of sponge sugar might have looked like a sad Christmas ornament. This looks like the real thing.
It's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, he even got the tint right.
I guess he added a little more bone char to get the glass that milky white.
What's bone char?
Charred bones.
You're messing with me.
No joke. Charred animal bones. The sugar industry already uses it.
There are ground up animal bones in my sugar?
Think of it as natural carbon.
I wish you hadn't told me that.
It's gonna taste just like sugar. Anyway, he only had time to make one, so be careful with this one. It's delicate.
I take it out of the box and hold it in my hand like a baby bird. It's so light, and the details are exquisite. It's a shame I have to destroy it.
How much do I owe him?
Don't worry about it.
Seriously?
Don't worry about it. Can you tell me what this is for?
I told you, it's a promotion for St. D.
This is a video promotion for your nonprofit organization that works in crisis counseling.
Yes.
Why did you need it today?
I'm on a deadline.
And you need a video of yourself eating this.
Yep.
As a promotion for your nonprofit organization.
He knows I'm lying, but he doesn't press me on it.
Let's just do this. Can you use my phone?
Give it to me.
I hand him my phone and sit down in my office chair, cradling the bulb in my palm.
Anything I need to keep in mind in how I shoot this? Do I need to worry about lighting or framing or...
No.
He points my camera at me and, God bless him, tries to adjust the angle to make the video as artful as possible.
Tell me when you're ready.
I can't screw this up because I only have one bulb. I practice bringing the bulb to my mouth and pretend to bite it. Then I make a few practice gagging noises.
All right, let's do it.
And we're rolling.
I take a bite into the light bulb. The glass sugar dissolves easily in my mouth. It's actually delicious. I have to remember to pretend that I'm choking on the glass. I even muster a few tears to sell it. Eventually, I work my way down to the base and I stop. In the videos I've seen, no one eats the screw thread.
And we're stopped.
How'd it look?
You convinced me.
I upload the video and send it off to Sam's Market. A few hours later, Wesley goes out to do some work on a new project. I can't sleep, so I stay up and catch up on some work for St. D. Sam's Market has pinged me. I was expecting some kind of confirmation that I had completed my first challenge. When I open my browser, the chat window prompts me with a message.
Your challenge is incomplete.
Against my better judgment, I answer.
Well, you got what you were going to get out of me.
You gave a name for a gun.
We talked about that. I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want a gun.
But we made a deal.
Deals fall through.
Not my deals. Funny, the name you chose, Turo. It turns out that Turo and Haven Otomo bring up some pretty interesting search results in the police database.
The mention of my name makes my heart jump.
What are you talking about?
I don't like being lied to.
I wasn't lying about the cop, just the name.
Is it Victor Blossom you want dead?
No.
How about Zoe Gibson then?
I hesitate. I don't mean to, but I know I paused too long because Sam cuts in.
No, probably too close to home, not your style.
What do you know about my style?
I think we made a deal, Haven. Ideals can change, but they can't be broken. Name something you want.
I don't need anything from you.
You have a debt to pay, just the same.
You haven't given me anything. I don't owe you shit.
A picture of Victor Blossom's son, Ben, appears on my screen. And my breath is caught in my throat.
You could also pay for another person's debt, if you're willing.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't care.
If you really don't want to participate, someone else could pay your debt, Haven.
I'm done.
He sent me a video. I play it. The video is being shot from behind the steering wheel of a car. It's night. The car coasts down a quiet street. This could be close to me, I can't be sure. The car seems to slow down, and I'm watching two people on the sidewalk. I have to enlarge the video to my full screen to make out features. That's when I see it. It's dim, but I can see an orange fedora. I realize I'm watching Wesley from behind. The car creeps closer to Wesley. He's walking with someone I've never met. I can start to hear them talk.
Okay, when did you lose it?
2 nights ago.
If you lost something 2 nights ago in Oakland, it's gone.
It might be in the field.
Why aren't you looking during the day?
Because I work during the day. Are you gonna help me or not?
The car starts to speed up. Wesley hears the sound and turns around to face the camera. His eyes go wide.
What the?
The car veers onto the sidewalk. Wesley and his friend start sprinting away from the camera. I can't see them anymore. For a moment, I can't tell what's happened. I hear them shouting at the car as it drives away. I call Wesley. He's out of breath when he answers.
Hello?
It's me. I was just missing you.
I miss you too. Woo. It's been a weird night. I'll tell you about it when I get home. You okay?
Everything all right?
Yeah, someone just... Never mind. Can I call you back? Everything's okay. I just... I'll call you back in a bit, okay?
Sure.
You have 1 hour to complete your challenge.
For the next hour, I debate what to do. I think about calling Detective Blossom, but I don't know how he could help. I don't have time to think of a way out of this. For all I know, someone's watching Wesley right now. I don't have a choice. I find a spare light bulb from under the kitchen sink. 60 watts, opaque white. I contemplate the feel of it. How much more substantial it feels than the sugar bulb. Close to the hour, Walking Sam comes back into the chat.
Are you ready to complete your challenge?
I resign myself to this. I am. My laptop's camera light comes on, and a window opens on my monitor, showing me and the light bulb cradled in my hands. I wait for another prompt, but Sam doesn't give it to me. He just waits. I'm getting closer to the deadline. There's nothing left to do.